Hi Rob, my name's Amy. I'm calling from Oakview Financial. How are you? Good, thank you. I have a bit of an inquiry today. It can be a general one though. I'll just kind of explain the situation and then why I'm calling. We have a mutual client, or I guess had a mutual client, who closed her legal super account by accident. Now, the funds only re left the account today. I understand that that means that the fund is closed and normally there's no reinstatement or reopening if possible for a closed account. However, if the super fund that was supposed to receive those funds was able to reject the money and send it back to Legal Super, would that in any way reopen the account for her? Or is there any way, like, because it's an accident and because it's only like today that it happened, is there any way that we could get this account reopened at all, like with an escalation or anything? Sorry. Sorry, I know it's a bit of an odd one. She just called us in a bit of a panic and we're trying to figure it out. Yeah, no worries. Yeah, I actually just got off the phone with some of your colleagues like 2 minutes ago, and then I realized I didn't ask this question, so I figured I'd call back and just get that clarity just in case. I can give you the member number if you do need. I do have a third party with it, even though I guess closed. Yeah, I figured.
I feel left out.
Pretty much it for now. That's okay. No worries, we'll hold on. While we're waiting, can I actually pull up the client file just to, I have a couple questions regarding the premiums that were previously paid, if that's okay. 416 327 91. Diana Dolly. Eleventh of the 8th, 1981, and 5 Webbs Avenue, Taylor Hill, Victoria, 3037. Amy Farrow, and I'm calling from Oakview Financial. Oh, are you? Can I? No. I think what, so she actually, when she explained it, she did, but then she went on her to her ATO and did something else again. So it was just a bit of a mess around. She didn't really understand what was going on, unfortunately. Yeah. Can I ask in regards to the policy that was on this account, when the next premium was due to come out of the account, if you can see it there? Or potentially when the last one was. Okay. Oh, calendar Monday. Okay. Okay, so because of that, is there any, like, obviously I know you're still waiting on an answer, but because the premium is still paid, technically the insurance policy is still in force. If the money was while you're asking all the questions, if the money was transferred back and set up a new account, is there any way to, like, transfer the same insurance policy that she had with the same in-force date, same cover amounts to the new account due to the fact that she's already paid the premium for the month? Yeah, that's okay. Even though the premiums you paid for the month, though? Oh, because does it pay? So it pays for the, not the coming month, but it pays for the, okay. Alrighty. And then. And so I'm assuming based on that, there's no kind of leeway there to fight for it, any escalation that we could do in any way. Okay. I'm just gonna write this down, sorry. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And if the policy, just from our own knowledge, if the, not the policy, sorry, the rollover, like the HUB24 rejected the rollover and was able to get the 20,000 back to you guys, how would that go about? Would that actually just automatically open an account, or would it reject, or how would we be able to make sure that that goes into the reopened account? How would we go about doing that? Okay, and to reopen the account, how do we reject it? Okay, and how do we reopen the account, or like attempt to get approval to reopen the account? And would that just be like an email to you guys, or is there like an application? Okay. Sorry, mail at Legal Super, was it? Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. And I guess with that as well, because with the insurances, would it be easier to get the default cover based on a new account than reopening the previous one, if that's what we were looking at going for? Any. It's a Monday. Mondays are, you can you don't have to talk on a Monday. It's okay. Okay, so with the, I guess, because it was an employer-sponsored account, reopening or opening a new account, would she need to have to go through her employer, or would that need to be like she'd have to actually like open like a personal one, or? Okay. I don't think they were, because I think when she was actually going in to do, instead of doing the rollover request through the portal, she was supposed to opt in to keep her cover for the insurance cover instead, because I think she got like a lapse warning potentially. So, yeah. Okay. Okay. Lots of information there. I will review with the team here. No. No. Yeah, no, that's fair. Okay. Thank you for your time, Rob. I do appreciate it. I'm gonna go have a quick chat to the team and then see what Diana wants to do moving forward. So, I appreciate your help and hopefully we can figure something out. Thank you. Happy Monday. Bye.